Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt High School Activities Director Greg Thomas. Thomas sat down with us to take a look back on the first half of the 2022-2023 school year athletically for Humboldt on New Year's Eve.
Last year you guys had quite the athletic year. I mean, a lot of teams going to state. That was pretty impressive. And then this year, there were a little bit of questions going into, you know, you're graduating a lot of athletes. How are things going to move into the next year? And it's been pretty impressive this past 6 months.
It has been. We kind of thought that you were the good luck charm last year coming in there on the tail end of things. And we had a great year last year, activity-wise. And when you graduate a good senior class, you never know. There's a lot of question marks. There's a lot of unknowns. But the kids and the coaches, I think, have really worked hard. I think one of the biggest things that we're seeing dividends being paid is from the student athletes' commitment to the weight room. I think we're getting more kids on a consistent basis than we ever have in my 22 years here in the weight room. And I think you're seeing that spill over on the court, on the football field, on the wrestling mat, on the diamond. It doesn't matter where it's at. I think that's one of the big keys. And I think in some people's eyes, maybe a surprising great start to 2022-23 school year with the fall season went really well with the football team going to the Unidome. The volleyball team had a good year. Cross country had one of those years where, you know, maybe our talent level wasn't what it's been. But I think everybody that followed the program saw the improvement and strides that were made throughout the season. So I think you would chalk that up as a success as well.
Well, it starts off, you look at the football team making the Unidome for a second consecutive season, and Coach Elman, he has really turned that program into, you make it once, okay, people can say maybe it's a fluke, but you make it twice in a row, and the way they did it this year with now everybody maybe not having that one or two athletes that are just ahead of everybody else, but more of that collective unit, I think that says a lot about the football program at Humboldt.
It really does. And you're right. I think this year, more so than in a lot of years, it was a total team effort. Offense, defense, special teams. Like I said, when you graduate a good senior class, you've got a lot of question marks. And I think a lot of kids stepped in to the opportunity and really rose to the occasion.
Also, we talked about football, but volleyball, the schedule was a lot tougher this year than in years past. And that's something that head coach Carol Waldorf, she wants to have this program play against some of the upper echelon in the class. And they were able to hold their own, especially against the Von Durant for our team, competing with them in, you know, multiple sets this year. And you look at how that program is starting to come into something special in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of respect for Coach Waldorf and what she's doing and what she has done already in the short span of time she's been here. And that has been a goal, to beef up our non-conference schedule, and we'll go almost anywhere and we'll play almost anybody. And I agree with her philosophy and that you mentioned it. It gets us more prepared, especially for the tournament trail, and I think that's a really good thing. And some years it's going to equate in the win-loss column, and some years it's not going to maybe show up as a positive in the win-loss column. But I think ultimately the competition is going to make our volleyball program better.
I know you also mentioned cross-country. Dean Clausen, it was his final year. Talk a little bit just about working with Coach Clausen over the years.
Well, it's a bittersweet situation. He's put his years in. I think he's right around 41 years of cross-country coaching, something like that, and about 33 years here at Humboldt. For so many years, even before I got here, he's been the face of the cross-country program. And Dean is a genuinely great person. He cares about young people. He coaches kids, whether you're the 23rd kid on the roster or you're the number one kid on the roster. And being a football coach taking over as AD, I didn't even know what a cross-country meet was. I'd never hosted one, and I'd never been to one in the past when I was coaching. And Coach Clausen really helped me understand what all goes into providing and putting on a quality cross-country meet, not only for our athletes, but for visiting teams and the spectators. And Coach Clausen, along with Chris Clarkin and Todd Lee out at Sheldon, those three guys have been instrumental in developing that course out there at Sheldon, which it's a beautiful cross-country course. I'm 54 years old, and I have yet to run the whole cross-country course, and I doubt if I ever will, but it's a really cool venue. It's a true cross-country course, in my opinion. It's maybe not quite as spectator-friendly for viewing as some places, but a lot of positive comments we get from out there. And like I said, those guys, especially Dean, that was Dean's vision, and that really made that come true. But Dean's just been an absolute pleasure to work with from my side of things as an AD. Consider Dean a good friend and wish him all the best in his retirement. Our cross-country program is definitely going to miss Coach Clausen.
And Coach Clausen got to coach one more state qualifier in Bryn Malo, a freshman this year, making it to the state championships. And that was pretty cool, too, to be able to see her do that freshman year on the home course at Sheldon Park.
Very cool opportunity. And like I said, that's one of those things where I think you could see her steady progression as the year went. She got better as the year went, as did the team. And that's a cool opportunity anytime you get to qualify as an athlete for a state meet. But to do it at home in front of the home fans, your home family, and your teammates, I think that makes it even a little more special.
Now into the winter sports side. We've had basketball. Last year had made it to Wells Fargo Arena. Of course, we had some state wrestlers as well. It's an exciting time of year, obviously, with basketball and wrestling, but it's put you kind of at to work now with a lot of these other activities directors because of all the snow we've had here.
We've been pretty fortunate the last couple of winters. We've had pretty mild winters, and we haven't had a ton of snow, really, but we've had wind. The combination of wind and snow makes visibility tough, and we've dealt with more temperatures being right at that freezing mark where you sometimes you get ice, sometimes you get snow, which I guess I'd rather have a bunch of snow than an ice, but it makes for a challenging winter, especially when you start making up things before the Christmas break. We ADs always like to get to Christmas. If we can get to Christmas without anything rescheduled, we've got a little bit more wiggle room. But as we keep having to reschedule, these games are going to start piling up on each other, and we're already going to be playing three games a week, a few weeks in January, and there's just really no other way around that. We're already scheduled Tuesday, Friday anyway, and it's been weird, too. I was talking with Coach Beeman just a little while ago, and typically you get one or two wrestling matches that, where you have to move around. And, you know, that we wrestle primarily on Thursdays and Saturdays, and it seems like our Thursdays have been hit. We've already had to reschedule three wrestling meets this year before Christmas. So people think, well, you know, you should be able to easily reschedule a wrestling meet, but those kids managing their weight, that's very difficult when we don't have school, they don't have practice, if we can't have practice, because they use that part of their weight management system, and it gets to be a challenge for those wrestlers to keep trying to make weight.
With basketball and wrestling, we've, of course, had a few basketball games here. We've had a couple of wrestling matches so far, but now taking a look back, at least on this entire fall through the winter so far, the halfway point, what's your take on the year athletically so far that Humboldt High School has had?
Really, one thing I've really appreciated and enjoyed watching is we just have a lot of kids that love to go out and compete and play hard and go hard and wrestle hard or whatever it might be. And we've got a lot of competitors. Our coaches are doing a really good job instilling that in them. And like I said earlier, I think the buy-in to the weight room is really showing in all activities, girls and boys, all sports. It's fun to watch the kids compete, like I said, at every level from the seventh grade, eighth grade. After we come back from Christmas, I think the middle school parents will see some improvement even from first day of the season, where we'll be after Christmas, just the improvement at junior high level, at the ninth grade level, the JV and the varsity level. So, you know, it's a great way to spend an evening if you want to come out and watch the Wildcats when we're at home. We've got live streaming opportunities if you can't make it out. A lot of the schools when we travel have live streaming opportunities. So just encourage everybody, if you haven't been out, to come on out up to the high school and or middle school and watch the kids. And they're working hard, they're performing hard, and they're doing a great job.
So last question, what are you looking forward to most here in the second half of the school year athletically?
Well, I'm looking forward to some better weather this winter for sure. You know, the winter season can get a little long, especially when we have a tough winter. But once we come tournament trail time, that's always fun to see who we're going to wrestle against, who we're going to play basketball against in the tournament, and see how far we can get down the tournament trail. And then the spring is always an exciting time when everything starts thawing out and we get on the track, we get on the golf course, get on the soccer pitch. Then the excitement builds for the end of the school year and that kind of thing. So just learn to take every season by season and enjoy what it has to offer, and look forward to the next season coming down the trail.
Appreciate you, Greg, sitting with us here and talking Humboldt Athletics for the first half of the school year, and we're looking forward to the second half.
Thanks for the invitation, Matt. Always enjoy talking with you.
That was Humboldt High School Activities Director Greg Thomas. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.